Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and in the studio today we have Joe Anderson. Joe is a comedian, actor, writer, director. He's also a board member of Dog Story Theater, and we're also joined by Dan Hawkins. He's a board member of Dog Story Theater as well. How you guys doing today?
Good. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
So tell me a little bit about Dog Story Theater. I've been in there quite a few times, enjoyed the VIP Monday comedy shows. I know you got a lot more going on in addition to that. You're over on Jefferson and the corner of Jefferson and Fulton. Tell me a bit about what you guys got going on there.
Sure. Well, we've been really fortunate since we moved to that location just about 2 years ago now, coming up on 2 years, to have a lot more exposure. Obviously, we used to be on kind of the north, the northwest side. And people definitely had some issues finding
us. Part of Grand Rapids I didn't even know existed.
That's right. Little Bermuda Triangle. We've been real busy. I think the one thing that we continue to kind of maybe struggle with is letting people really understand what Dog Story Theater is. And I was thinking about it this morning, and I think maybe one way to think about it is it's more like a movie theater in a sense. We don't do movies, but we have different shows will come into Dog Story Theater. And mm-hmm. I guess the thing that made me think about it in terms of a movie theater is sometimes you'll go to a movie theater and you'll see, you know, Lord of the Rings. And you're like, that was the best thing I've ever seen. And then sometimes you'll go to the movie theater and you'll see Transformers 3. Mm-hmm. And you'll think, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. But you still go back to that movie theater because the next Lord of the Rings is going to come out. And there's always, you know, this like likelihood that you're going to see something really great. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you'll see something that maybe doesn't connect with you. And it's important for us to continue to let the audience know that, you know, when you come to Dog Story, you're not seeing a Dog Story Theater production. You're seeing a production at Dog Story Theater. And sometimes they're going to really hit with you, and sometimes they're not. But you're always going to see something different.
You know, I guess we should mention, too, that the shows that we have are mainly, at this point, as we develop dramas or plays and comedy shows. And we have a rotating troops of, or comic acts and shows have been developed within Dog Story, although, as Joe says, they're independent, mm-hmm. Such as we have the Pop Scholars Improv Group, the Don't We Boys, which Joe is in. And
Stark Turn Players, Pigeon Creek Shakespeare.
And the Shakespeare is Pigeon Creek Shakespeare is put on Midsummer Night's Dream. They're going to put on Romeo and Juliet next fall or next month. So we have lots of things that, you know, that you've heard of or that you would know of around town, or plays or that you know of. We also have some new productions and new companies that are just coming up, like the Stark Turn Players are doing these tales based on Oscar Wilde. So, you know, that's just an idea of what the actual stuff is. We'd like to have more concerts, more recitations, maybe a poetry slam. We're all open to anything at all, mm-hmm. because we make it work for whoever
wants
to use it.
And I know you're a poetry slammer, Paul, right? but really, I mean, I think
maybe that's in my future.
Right. And I think that's kind of what Dan is saying, is that like that's the main thing we always are trying to let people know, is like if someone's listening, they're like, you know what? I do poetry slam. I'd like to put on a show. That's what Dog Story Theater is really here for.
Yes.
It's for people to be able to produce work.
Sure. Now, these rotating shows that you have, like the Pop Scholars, the Don't We Boys, how often are they, if people want to come in and check them out?
Pop Scholars are doing a show pretty much every month, two nights a month.
Yep. And those pretty much sell out every month.
Pretty much, mm-hmm. yeah. And Don't We Boys has got a lot of different things going, so they're not quite as often, but I would say what?
Yeah, we usually do a couple shows a year, but we've been traveling more with that show. And then Pigeon Creek, you know, some of our like house, you know, production companies, they're doing stuff regularly. I mean, Pigeon Creek Shakespeare, I think probably every 2 months they have mm-hmm. a show that comes through. Stark Turn Players, I think, has four shows in their season.
So now Romeo and Juliet, you said that's coming up in April. What date in April is that coming up?
Let's see here. Look at you putting
us
on the spot.
It's the second and third weekend. How
okay.
about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you call
in the teens.
Dog Story is a black box theater. What does black box theater mean?
Essentially, what it is trying to describe is a very flexible space. It's there's not a permanent stage. There's mm-hmm. not permanent seating. Both the stage and the seating can be arranged into pretty much any configuration
okay.
that the space allows.
Walls are actually black.
And the walls in a black box theater, they would always be black. Our walls aren't always black.
Okay.
It's
an outside the box black box theater.
Just one other way in which we're super edgy.
Yeah.
Some of our walls are gray.
Oh, I like that.